The abortion map has been redrawn again. Those are abortion rights supporters in Indiana protesting as the state legislator debated and then passed a ban on nearly all abortions last Friday. That makes Indiana the first state to pass new abortion restrictions after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. Pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly and engine maker Cummins both condemned the law over the weekend. Those are two of the state's biggest employers. For more, we're joined by Indiana Public Broadcasting State House reporter Brandon Smith. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks you for having me on.
So this law is basically a near total abortion ban. It was debated late into the night last Friday. Can you tell us what's in this?
Sure. As you pointed out, it is a near total abortion ban. Looking at the history of abortions performed in Indiana over the last several years, the estimate is that this would make 95 to 99% of them illegal. So the only abortions allowed would be abortions performed to save the life of the pregnant person or to prevent serious health risks. And then in cases of rape or incest, it would allow those up to 10 weeks post-fertilization, which is 12 weeks gestational age.
So not all Republicans in Indiana were on board. They did get enough votes to pass this law just a few days after Kansas voters overwhelmingly upheld that state's constitutional right to an abortion. Do you think the Kansas vote may be part of the reason some Republicans opposed this new law?
I honestly don't. There was a lot of mention of the Kansas vote in those last few days of debate, but I don't think it actually had that much of a difference because the dividing lines, even within the Republican caucuses, were already fairly clear, which is that there are a relatively smaller group of Republicans who felt like this law goes too far. It restricts abortions too much. But you had a larger group of Republicans who felt like the bill didn't go far enough. They had an amendment on the floor in both the House and the Senate to get rid of those rape and incest exceptions, and 39% of each chamber voted to eliminate those exceptions. So a sizable number, but clearly, again, not enough to make that change.
We mentioned that the companies Cummins and Eli Lilly were very swift to condemn this bill. What has been the response from the Indiana business community?
Swift to condemn it after it had already passed.
Yeah,
Eli Lilly and Cummins and some of the state's top employers were utterly silent through the two-week debate over this bill, and that has enraged, I think, would be a fair characterization for some abortion rights activists and advocates in the state of Indiana. I mean, this bill only passed the Senate the first time by a single vote. It passed the Senate for good this past Friday, sending it to the governor by only about three votes. So could Eli Lilly have coming out and saying, hey, we're going to have to look for opportunities elsewhere because of this law? Could that have made a difference for a few Republicans? I don't know. Maybe not. But we'll never know now, because what is the point of sending out a statement after a law has taken effect to say, well, this does not match what we would like to see happen?
Well, after the law is passed, it takes effect on September 15th.
Yes.
And there have been reports that some doctors are hesitant to practice in states where there are abortion bans. Has there been a response from the medical community there?
Absolutely. IU Health, which is the state's largest hospital system, came out while the debate was going on and expressed issues with it, worrying about, can we recruit the workforce we need to supply healthcare in the state of Indiana, a state that already has severe healthcare worker shortages across a lot of counties. I mean, there are, during the testimony in the House committee, for instance, a fourth-year medical resident in Indiana came to testify against the bill and shared that they had done a survey of about 400 medical trainees across Indiana's healthcare system about this law. And 80% of the 400 surveyed said, I'm going to look elsewhere to practice if this becomes law. And it has become law. It'll take effect in about a month and a half, and we will see what the consequences are after that.
That's Brandon Smith, Indiana Public Broadcasting State House reporter. Brandon, thank you so much.
Thank you.